We're at the Gemara on Samach Tesam and Aleph. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if there's a cheskas hamishtamir, if there's a reason to assume that the Yisrael is still around, then the Akum is not going to drink from the wine, since it's this cheskas hamishtamir, he's afraid. But we don't have any, at least at this point in the Mishnah, there weren't any specifics as to how do you define the cheskas hamishtamir or not. All we had in the Mishnah was simply, did he tell him he was leaving, or did he not tell him he was leaving? If he did not tell him he was leaving, cheskas hamishtamir. If he did tell him he was leaving, then we have the ideas from Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and the Rabbanan. So now the Gemara tries to get a little more specific and asks, Heichi dami becheskas hamishtamir. Can we be more specific about cheskas hamishtamir? Now the Gemara is actually going to be a little strange, difficult to understand, but we're not the words, but the back and forth doesn't flow very easily. So what is the case of cheskas hamishtamir? So the Gemara is going to give a braisa now about taharos. We're not dealing with taharos. Our Mishnah is dealing with yayin esach. We're dealing with wine. But this is dealing with taharos, and we're going to try to compare taharos to yayin. So what's the braisa? Harei shahayu chamarav upo'alav tu'unin taharos. So you have a Yisrael who has workers who are not Jewish, who are of the kochavim, who are donkey drivers, other workers, who they're all carrying taharos. They're carrying taharos, which means that these are foods that are supposed to eat b'tahara. So now, but the of the kochavim are carrying them. Says the Braisa, afilu hiflik mehen. Now the Bach changes it to kedemil, but it could be yosher mimil. We'll use kedemil. Even if the Yisrael is a meal away from the Ovdei Kochavim at this point, meal is generally understood to be 18 minutes. So the Yisrael is 18 minutes away. His workers are working. He went away. He didn't tell him he's going away. He just went away. Even he's 18 minutes away, taharos of taharos. We're still going to assume that the taharos are still tahor, which implies that if he's longer than a meal away, if he's 20 minutes away, even if he did not inform the workers that he was leaving, that would still be a problem. V'im amr lehen l'chu v'ani ba'achareichem. But if he specifically said, you guys go and I'm going to follow you, I'll catch up, then kivan shenis alma eino mehem taharosav tmeos. Since he now took his eye off of them, we're going to assume that the taharos are now tameh, that they started using the taharos bituma. So, how do you exactly use taharos bituma? Well, if you're tameh, then you use the taros, you become tame. But if they were using the taros betuma, then how are they carrying the taros in the first place? So that brings up a whole bunch of questions already. Are we dealing with the fact that these idolaters are actually carrying the taros in their hands, or are they carrying it in barrels? And if they're carrying it in barrels, are we dealing with barrels that are open or barrels that are closed? And this is what Tosos and Rashi have a discussion about, which makes the Gemara a little challenging based on this next question. The Gemara asks, based on this brisa, before we even get to compare it to our Mishnah, the Gemara asks, Mishnah Reishna, Mishnah Seifa, what's the difference between the first two cases in this brisa? So if you look at it, you say, what do you mean? What kind of silly question is that? Of course there's a difference. The first case is when it appears that he didn't tell them that he was leaving, and in the second case, he told them he was leaving. So what kind of question are you asking? Maishna reishna u maishna seifa? That seems to be the simple answer. But that's what Tosafot says, and Rashi says, no, that's not really such a simple answer, because they were carrying the taros in their hand, and if they're carrying the taros in their hand, then whether he went away or didn't go away, either their hands are tummy or they're not tummy. So that's where they get into this long discussion. But now the Gemara is going to ask anyways, what's the difference between the two cases in our Braisa? Amar Rav Yitzchak, Reisha b'metaher chamarav upo'alav lekach. The first case was when the owner was makbid that the chavim were metahir themselves, and therefore when they were holding the taros, they were tahor. Since they were tahor, then the produce remains tahor. So the Gemara says, well, hold on a second. Only in the first case this happened, but not in the second case. Ihachi sefanami. What about in the second case? He said, you guys go and I'll catch up afterwards. What, are their hands not tahor anymore? It's a totally different case. The Gemara says, no. Ein ama aretz makbet al maga chaveiro. It's not true. But what happened in the second case is that if the Yisrael tells the Ovdei Kochavim, you guys go and I'll catch up, then they may have their friends stop by, and their friends, while they're transporting the produce back and forth, their friends, they'll give their friends to touch the taros, and that'll make a tummy, because they're not makbid. They're not makbid on their friends touching it. They're only makbid on themselves doing it bitara. So the Gemara says, well, hold on a second. They're not makbid, but they're not makbid on their friends. Only in the second case, ihachi afilu reisha nami, neima hachi. Why can't we say this in the first case too? That they're not makbid for their friends. So their friends came over and their friends touched it and made a tummy. So what would be the difference? So the Gemara is still trying to search for a difference between the two cases in the reisha and the seifa of the braisa. Amar Rava. So Rava answers, bibolahem derach akalason. What the difference is that in one of the cases, where we say that it's tahor, is where he can get back to their location from a different route. And therefore, since there are multiple ways to get back, the idolaters are nervous since there are multiple ways for them to get there, they never know when he's going to get back. He might get there sooner than they think, and therefore they're not going to touch any of the taros. So the Gemara says, well, hold on a second. That's only in one of the cases, and that's why it's tahor. But in the other case, it's tamei yihachi seifanami. Why can't the seifa be the same case? Only in the reisha it's going to be tahor? Let it be tahor in the seifa too. So the Gemara says, no. Kivan da'amar lahem l'chu va'ani ba'acharechem. Since he says to them, you guys go and I'll follow afterwards. Samcha daitayu. It automatically calms them. And they rely on what the Baal HaBayis says, and they're not so concerned about him coming from a different location in a timely manner. It'll take time. And therefore, that case, they'll give it to their friend, who will be Betame, the Taros. And therefore, what we can learn from here is, what is Cheskas HaMishtamir? Cheskas HaMishtamir is the possibility for... Is there a possibility for them to get back in time or not? If they can't get back, if we're not concerned that they're going to get back in time, then we have to be concerned that the Ovdei Kochavim are going to not only use the Taros, but also the Yayin Nesach. But if it's Cheskas Kamishtamir because they will get there in time, or they're nervous that maybe they're going to get there, because there are other multiple ways to get there. And then at that point, we would call that Cheskas HaMishtamer. So that's the understanding of Cheskas HaMishtamer. It's Derech Akalason or not. And once we can determine whether there's another Derech, that will help us determine whether it's in Cheskas HaMishtamer or not.